Come follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today we rejoice as we celebrate the feast day of one of the 12 apostles, 12 Jewish men who followed Jesus. They left everything to follow him. How wonderful. What a wonderful example. A little background on today's gospel. It wasn't exactly the first time they met Jesus when Jesus came to that Sea of Galilee to ask him to follow him. Andrew had seen Jesus when he was a disciple of John, and he heard St. John the Baptist say, "Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world." And that day he went to see Jesus. He asked Jesus where he was going, and he said, "Come and see." And he spent the afternoon with Jesus. He came back and he told his brother, "I have seen the Christ, the Messiah." And they went to see Jesus. So they had been with Jesus on and off for a little while, until this day in the gospel when Jesus saw them and gave them the invitation to come follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. And they left everything. And with Jesus, as we know, for those 3 years, learning and seeing eyewitness accounts of all that Jesus had done. It was all in part of God's great plan that he would found his church on the 12 apostles. And then they would be going out with the disciples, the 72 disciples, two by two. It's truly a beautiful plan when you think about it, that within a short time, these men went to the ends of the earth, the ends of the earth. It is said that St. Andrew went as far as Kiev in Russia. And as we know from the people of Scotland, they have a great one. He is their patron. And they say he went to Scotland too. Those of great distances in those days. So we have St. Andrew, patron of Russia and patron of Scotland. So there must be some truth to the fact that he arrived there. Like all the other apostles, we know that St. Thomas went as far as India, because we have the Catholics who've come from him today flourishing in India. So this is a marvelous plan that God has given us, building his church upon the 12 apostles. Recently, I was reading a commentary on proof of Christ's resurrection, and one of the proofs of Christ's resurrection would be the deaths of all the apostles, the 11 of them who actually died martyr's death. St. John was spared. He was thrown into a cauldron of oil, but he was miraculously preserved. So they all could have given their life for Christ. Christ risen from the dead. 12 men don't do that unless it's absolutely true. One or two may, of course, do it, but not 12. So there's a circumstantial proof of the resurrection. They spoke about the resurrection, and they proved it with their lives. St. Andrew gave his life on the cross. He welcomed the cross. He was told to sacrifice to idols, and he refused. And he preached to the governor about Jesus Christ and the truth of the faith and the Mass, and how they offer up the sacrifice of Jesus each day. So he was not going to sacrifice to idols. So the governor was very angry, and he put him on a cross. It is said that his cross was X-shaped, unlike the cross that we're familiar with. But he did hang on the cross. He was not crucified with nails. He hung on the cross with ropes. And for 2 days he preached Jesus Christ and the Catholic faith. What a wonderful example. And because of the preaching of the apostles, we know that the faith spread throughout the whole world, all over. And in 3 centuries, the whole Roman Empire was Christian. And the proof of the truth of the faith of the thousands upon thousands of martyrs who gave their lives for Christ. The blood of the martyrs is the seed of the church. And the church is based upon the foundation of the 12 apostles. This is a wonderful thing. Only our Catholic Church can make these claims. Recently, I was reading a sermon by a preacher of the 19th century who was talking to the Protestants about who was your founder, who founded your church. And he said to all of them, all your churches were founded by men, but our church, the only church founded by Jesus Christ, our church is divine. We have faith in that, supernatural faith, that our church, the Catholic Church, is the one true church because it's founded by Jesus Christ upon the foundation of the 12 apostles. No other church can make that statement. So how foolish it is for all these faiths to believe in something that is man-made, that is something made by men. And some of these men weren't exactly the most exemplary of founders. As you know, they were kind of very suspicious characters. We don't have to go into that now, but you can read your history books. And who wants to follow a man who's a sinner, and maybe even a great sinner? So how can this be when you think about it? That so many people today put their faith in a church that is founded by men. But we Catholics, we put our faith in a church founded by Jesus Christ upon the foundation of the apostles through the wonderful example of the saints, the apostles, who left all and founded Jesus and followed Jesus Christ. So today we rejoice in our Catholic faith, and we rejoice with St. Andrew and all the other apostles, his brother Peter, who was the head of the faith, St. John, the apostle of love, the beloved St. John, St. James, brothers and James, his brother James, all who gave their lives for Christ and followed him. So let us thank the Lord. And let us tell people this. Do not follow somebody who's founded a church on men. Go to the Catholic Church. It's the one true church. Thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. For over 2,000 years the church has existed, and the gates of hell have not prevailed against it. The gates of hell, meaning untruth or lies. Never has the church taught anything but the truth. That's why the faith is so important. One holy Catholic and apostolic church. One faith, holy faith, Catholic throughout the world, and apostolic, founded upon the apostles. So we thank Jesus for establishing his church in such a wondrous way. And let us pray that many people now who don't believe in God or don't even follow any faith will see the truth of the Catholic faith. Pray for that. Because Our Lady said at Fatima there will be many souls that will go to hell because they have not believed in the true church. Their church doesn't have a means of holiness. And they follow a man whose reputation is suspect. How can that be? How foolish. So let us thank Jesus and thank Our Lady for coming to us at Fatima and reminding us to pray and sacrifice for sinners. And pray the rosary, especially. Those who pray the rosary, Our Lady promised eternal salvation. So we wish to remind people that, because in this day and age, I fear that many souls will be lost through carelessness. May the Lord bless you.
Oh, Jesus.